Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
We know that all dogs go to heaven, but what happens to Louisville Zoo animals when they die? This question was asked as part of our Curious Louisville series, and it actually has a variety of answers, ranging from the zoo's educational programs to a baby pool on the rooftop of a university science building. WFPL's Ashley Stevens has more.
I have two brothers, one who's 22 and one who is 15. He would have been 14 when the question was asked. And my family sometimes, it's like a suburban Adams family in a way. We really love Halloween. We love Halloween movies. I feel like that's important context for who these people are, but we're also a really inquisitive family, and my 14-year-old brother Michael and Ryan, the 22-year-old, were chatting about the statue of Scotty at the zoo, the elephant that died, and it brought up what happens to zoo animals when they pass away. You know, you walk through, you don't see cemeteries or gravestones or anything along those lines, and then also some of the more practical questions that came up at dinner that night, like, how do you move something that large? I mean... it was out of the, you know, mind of a 14-year-old boy.
My older brother and I wondered what they did after the animals died at the zoo, so we tried looking it up and we couldn't find any answers.
I thought it was a really interesting question, and it ended up taking some twists and turns that I was not expecting.
My name is Dr. Zoli Jamesi. I am the senior staff veterinarian here at the zoo.
To my surprise, he responded immediately that he wanted to sit down, so I went to his office at the zoo. You can tell by the way that he talks about the animals that he really, really loves them.
I guess let me start by saying anytime we lose a zoo animal, it's a sad day.
He opened up our conversation by saying, you know, are you a pet person? And he's like, you know, take the pain of losing a pet, and that's what we feel here. It's really tough.
But with any loss, we try to maximize what we can learn from their death.
He made the point that they do several things once an animal passes away. So the first thing is there is, he gave me the word for what it is when it's an animal. It's not an autopsy.
We have a dedicated necropsy room. And in the necropsy room, that's where we would do postmortem evaluation. So a necropsy is just the veterinary term for an autopsy.
Because they want to do as much research as they can about the cause of death.
And that's always the first priority is, you know, cause of death, what kind of issues they had, what can we learn from this?
Some of the pieces are essentially kept for research.
You know, hides and bones, sometimes we'll save some of those remains.
And they're shown as part of the educational programs at the zoo.
After that, whatever remains of the animal will get cremated. And in some cases where cremation's not practical, you know, real megavertebrates, big animals, they might get buried on zoo grounds.
They don't have markers or anything because it's not really about guests going and seeing them. It was more about the staff members who had worked with these animals being able to go and pay their final respects or go and visit them when they feel like they need to because, you know, they truly do feel like it's a part of their family. Bellarmine University, which disclosure is where I went to school, is about 5 minutes from the zoo. There is a researcher there named Dr. David Porta.
And Dr. Porta studies fracture biomechanics and bones.
I basically study how people get hurt. And I had a couple of pre-vet students. At some point in the end of March 2004, a very large male giraffe passed away.
This was going to offer him a really unique chance to take a look at an elderly giraffe's hip structure, essentially, so they could find out if the zoo had better care for aging giraffes.
They contacted me and said, if you'd like to get some of the bones for study, you can come get them. So we were very excited to do that.
A giraffe pelvis is about 3 feet in diameter. It weighs about 100 pounds.
And we had a little bit of the bottom of the spine as well, the lumbar region of the spine. And I needed a way to deflesh them fairly quickly and without causing an awful lot of mess.
So what he decided to do, and this is pretty ingenious, actually, he got a baby pool.
And I had that placed on the roof of our science building.
And he had one of the workers on campus use a crane to lift the pelvis up into the baby pool.
I just let nature take its course.
Flies swarmed the whole thing. And it was the end of semester, so he's like, you know what, nobody's going to notice it. It's up on the third floor. It might smell a little strange, but there's nobody here.
And I'd actually taken a little time off. I'd left town, and I got a call from our secretary, and she said there's a problem in the science building. There are flies coming in through the vents.
It's turned into an urban legend. That was 2004. I graduated Bellarmine University in 2014. When I was on campus, I heard that there were two full giraffes in baby pools. Up on the rooftop.
None of that was the case. I mean, this was a relatively small piece of tissue that really was not identifiable.
Michael, the 14-year-old who initially asked what happened to zoo animals when they do pass away, he was really interested in the fact that the research that they're able to do helps future generations of animals. I think that's a pretty calming thing, and it's, you know, kind of paying it forward.
And I got to tell you, when I took these bones back over to the zoo to show them what had happened in the hips, there was probably a dozen people there, zookeepers and various staff. And I mean, they were silent when I walked in with these bones. And, you know, to them, they were learning what happened to their friend. Even though they passed away, their bodies are still teaching us. They are still teaching us.